Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey everyone, good Friday. What a big week it has been here on the Dom Giordano Show. And boy, do we have unbelievable guests coming on today to line up some of the things that we've been talking about. But I have some nuggets for you around the big story of the day. Of course, now we have Customs and Border Patrol involved in the shooting in Portland, which is probably the most out-of-control American city. And there's high tension there because of a recent shooting. And apparently, this shooting of federal agents involved a car stop, and it involves someone who is apparently potentially involved in that shooting, and someone who is involved in the Venezuelan, remember Martha Raddatz, drug gangs that have flooded. It all comes home, doesn't it? So that story is playing out as the show continues. And we saw in Philadelphia yesterday a rally of the mobs again blocking traffic in Center City. We have the sheriff of the city of Philadelphia. I'll try to get her on. It's almost impossible. Rachel Bilal, really, even more than Larry Krasner, will play it for you. Attacking ICE, attacking how bad they are for law enforcement. This is an office, the sheriff's office, that routinely loses weapons that were used in major cases, was involved in a real mess-up debacle of trying to apprehend a felon recently that resulted in the death and serious injury to an Uber driver and a passenger. Rachel Bilal. But here are a couple of the nuggets. Nugget number one, the instincts of these progressives. Did you know that in Minnesota, Minneapolis particularly, the teachers union there is a very much, they're not Chicago, but they're pretty close. Their instinct now, they've gotten the governor to declare that you can learn remotely until February 12th. Here we go again with the shutting down of schools. In other words, they're saying, oh, things are so bad in the city, you may want to have your child learn remotely. Remember that debacle? And the anger still over COVID and shutting down the schools. Why is that their first instinct? And what's the magic of February 12th? Is it Valentine's Day? You can come back for Valentine's Day? No, I think they want some of these kids to be involved in protest. In fact, it's come out that the woman... And it was a tragedy that didn't have to happen if the police had been allowed to be there and facilitate a peaceful protest and stop a woman from blocking the road. Her child, one child, goes to a charter school whose whole methodology is not reading, writing, and all that, but reading, writing, and radicalism about social justice and activism and protest. And we're talking... I think a six-year-old. This is the mentality that has come out. Here's the other nugget, though. And look, one of my specialties is what happens here locally in the Philadelphia area. All these years, that's what I've been most engaged with. And I've always liked Jenkintown. DJ and Luke played in the basketball league there, summer league I coached. I like some of the shops here, restaurants. But the mayor and others recently were looked at by me because all the police chief did was revised or just bring up to date, so there was no doubt about it, policies involving ICE. And for that, there was such backlash from these groups of activists who may or may not be here legally that the mayor stepped in and, oh, no, we're not going to do that. So Jenkintown, there will be a rally Saturday. Listen to the, and I'm pretty sure the mayor and others will speak at that, and they say, that won't happen in our town. ICE not welcome. Okay? It says about the woman, Ms. Good, a poet, a daughter, a partner, a mother, murdered in the street. This is the Jenkintown. This is the attitude. You know, this big story, the Pennsylvania suburbs. I'm looking here in Philadelphia, the rally that was held, and it says that the main speaker, through a translator, went nuts. Why, if you're here legally, if you're a citizen, why would you need a translator? Think about that a little bit. So those are just a few of the nuggets that have gotten my attention around here. But I will play you Rachel Bilal. I have a story that I'm pretty sure you haven't seen that a representative, and we're trying to get him on in the near future, in Pennsylvania, has a bill demanding that students take a course, and this is particularly at the public college level, I think it ought to be at high school, in socialism and communism. In other words, what he's trying to do is what I always say about this nonsense. Part of the problem in stopping this and dealing with it is that a lot of people think, wow, this is a new thing. Why didn't they think about that before? Well, it was thought about that before. That's why over 100 million people have died under the social, not being charitable, it's probably 200 million, of socialism, fascism, which is related to this, and communism. So I'll give you more details on this. Articles of impeachment have been dropped against Pam Bondi. By dropped, I mean they put them in. They're ready to go to try to impeach Pam Bondi now. As the target. So, and one more thing in Minnesota. I have some sound of this coming up. A McDonald's there with a security guard being interviewed. Big sign on the wall, on the door as you go in. We will not serve ICE. We will not serve ICE agents. Now, what I assume is happening here, much like the hotel, is this is a locally owned McDonald's or franchise, if you will. But if you fly the McDonald's banner, or even if you don't, these are the people, these radical progressives, who always lecture us about the Constitution and about rights. They're a public accommodation here, and they are not going to serve you a cheeseburger. No, this is not going to stand. They won't get away with it. And all this is starting to bleed into everything else. And let's face it, it's a bonanza politically. It's a bonanza because the American people, by and large, are not going to stand with these radicals. So in addition to that, it kind of swerves into, in one state, the whole fraud issue. Secretary Bessent, Treasury Secretary, was with Laura Ingraham last night. They were both in Minnesota together. And he announced several things, including this fraud task force, a new office. In addition to that, anyone on public assistance will not be able to be shipping money outside the country. Now, it's unclear how they're going to check on that. But in other words, we're not going to let what was happening in Minnesota go to terrorist outfits back home that we've heard. And there's documentation on what's going on with the Somalis. So this fraud thing is not going away. I just pray, and you probably do, that they come here to Philadelphia and certainly Jersey. We will see bonanzas here if they do. And yesterday, I thought it was a master stroke here on the Dom Giordano show that Vice President Vance was brought into the media room, if you will, which, by the way, looks a lot better on TV than it is. I've been there several times. And he talked movingly about this tragedy, which I put at the feet of not having police there, to police these reckless people like Miss Good, who are all day long trailing ice. Matt Rooney has up on his website, Save Jersey, that NorthJersey.com now is putting up a banner on their website where you can track ice. You can find where they're going to be and update and all that type of stuff. That's just reckless. It is just reckless to continue to engage in this. So today, by happenstance, is National Law Enforcement Day. It kind of, Henry mentioned it to me yesterday. It kind of snuck up on me. So for the side question today, we're going to swerve into that. What an appropriate time to recognize law enforcement. We had Fred Heron on yesterday, former sheriff out in Bucks County, and in the middle of it, talked about being on the front lines when he started as a cop and being spat upon. I couldn't take that. I told you, the spitting part, it just, oh my goodness. So to round out the week, to get your name into the hat, we are looking for somebody in law enforcement, real or fictional. I'm going to take off one of our all-time favorite characters with so many lines. You got to take off Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, right? The initial scene, I forget which Dirty Harry it was, where he's eating a cheesesteak or something like that in San Francisco and a robbery happens. You know the scene I mean. Oh, unbelievable. I'm going to take off Jim Malone, even though I don't think anybody would say that because it's one of my favorites. Sean Connery in The Untouchables, The Chicago Way. He puts one of yours in the hospital. You put two of his in the morgue. Yeah, immortal lines. And I'll also take off Frank Serpico. I'll take off Frank Serpico as one of my real law enforcement, a cop fighting against drug trade and also some dirty cops in New York. One of the reasons is Frank Serpico was put right next to my little plaque in the Italian American Museum down on Passyunk Avenue. And the guy said it's a line of protection. Okay. So hit us with that all time real or fictional law enforcement, not just a cop. We're broadening it out here to anybody in law enforcement. And when you think about it, law enforcement, isn't that all I've been calling for these last couple of days in Minnesota? Just saying, if the cops were there to enforce the law, you know, this phony term, legal observer, it's like Marilyn Man. The left constantly comes up. They make you think that she has a law degree or some judge says, now you go out there, I'm swearing you in, and you are a legal observer, then you report back to me. It's a made-up term. It's just someone who has had training with activists and wants to go and watch what they're doing. Well, nobody said you can't be a legal observer. You can observe all you want. You can film all you want. Knock yourself out. You can't block police and then floor it getting out of that situation. They are doxing today. The British newspapers have put up big articles on who the cop was that shot in this situation. And again, the whole idea of why are they wearing masks? Why are they wearing masks? We know exactly why they're wearing masks, because they want to protect their families. They know what can happen with this. They know how far this goes. So 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. Just hit me with that all-time law enforcement person. And it's all in the call, real or fictional. But think of some of these nuggets. Jenkintown on Saturday now. Here's the town, Jenkintown, Havertown. Remember we talked about them with the No Kings thing? It's endless what's going on in suburban Philadelphia. Just endless. We see the appearance of Indivisible, and they have outfits here in Minnesota, in Portland. Indivisible, radical, radical organization. And CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Soon as they appear on the scene, you know what's going to happen. It is a unified front of the left. And Vice President Vance, yesterday, going off of them, talking about corporate media, just recklessly, irresponsibly giving platform to all this stuff. In what universe do you think you have the right to impede federal agents enforcing the law? And as I said, the headline at the New York Post, federal agents shoot two alleged Tren de Agua gangbangers who weaponized a car in Oregon the day after the deadly shooting. But today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It is annual. Citizens are encouraged to show support and gratitude for law enforcement by wearing blue, sharing thanks, and supporting local departments every January 9th, regardless of the day of the week. So say hello, thank a cop today, maybe buy them a cup of coffee, whatever you're able to do, or law enforcement in general. Just think of all the outfits that are law enforcement, and I would say at this point, the one under fire the most, is certainly ICE. They're the ones that have to deal with all this stuff, and it's just amazing. We're trying to get on, by the way, to new sheriff out in Bucks County, who just hours after this happened, I think, made some out-of-line statements. Can he defend them about overzealous enforcement? Overzealous enforcement. Did you see what those cops, the ICE people, were going through prior to all this? And all they were doing was trying to get out of that situation, and they're blocked in by people that have romanticized their role to be vigilantes to go after ICE. And you get great credit in the activist community if you engage in this. So you're going to see this weekend places like Jenkintown reveal their true selves and tell us this wasn't someone who was reckless. And by the way, Vance mentioned it. You're seeing any number of women mention it. A mom of three engaging in this kind of reckless behavior along with her wife. But a poet, a daughter, a partner, a mother murdered in the street. That's what they're pitching in Jenkintown. We'll see how many people turn out, how many people go down that path. But across the suburbs, these groups have taken root. Delaware County, they control things. They are very, very progressive, as we know. So we're going to continue to monitor that. Of course, in Philadelphia, they just block traffic and get away with it. There is just nothing that you seem to be able to do about that. All right, get in on the side question, though. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on. And boy, do we have some special people coming our way today. We're going to have on the newly minted head of the GOP in Jersey, and I want to take from her, what exactly did she think happened in the last election, and what is she going to do to change things? We're also going to talk with Mark Ross. We talked with him once before. He's the head of the police union in St. Paul, and he's upset in the manner in which police are treated, that they have to follow these dictates of not helping their fellow officers. And we're also going to talk with Henry's buddy, E.J. Antoni. Today might be the Supreme Court. There's whispers might rule that the president can continue with the tariffing. I'm not a fan of the tariffing, only in limited circumstances. So we'll get into all that. 855-839-1210. Get in with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Good Friday. Developments now, just in the first 15 minutes. National Catholic Reporter. Gone after J.D. Vance as a Catholic. Doesn't this man understand? They say the shame, collective Catholic guilt for this Catholic not to understand the tragedy of what happened to Miss Good. You heard me talk about Jenkintown there. Their nonsense around this. Tucker Carlson, when not fighting off demons, weighs in a newsletter and says, why are so few conservatives unable to view this story? The death of Miss Good through a human lens. My God. Maybe, yeah, Tucker, because we are so tired of seeing this play out, and it's so clear who the perpetrators of this are. Maybe that's why. And people have even said she's a mom being involved in this, how tragic that is with young children. Tucker Carlson is just odious at this point. He's no longer even smart. I don't know what's happened. It's a little hard to say. Maybe it's the demons attacking him. The NBA had a moment of silence last night for Ms. Good. Now, it was a Timberwolf, so I realize that's in Minnesota. I just want consistency here, though. It's fine to do a moment of silence for her, albeit, does that start to cut toward she's without blame in this? Okay, or is it just a human thing to recognize her? Consistency. But it is in Minnesota. Also, she was a member of Ice Watch, this group whose sole mission appears to be, unclear who's paying them, usual suspects probably, to form caravans, to tell others, and to try to thwart ICE from doing their job. That's what resulted in this. And also the just today's National Law Enforcement Day. I don't include that chief of police in Minneapolis in this. He's just going along to get along. If cops had been there, she wouldn't have been allowed to block this. She would be alive. If cops had been there, there wouldn't be as much chaos as there was. I'll play you Rochelle Bilal, probably a name you may or may not know, just one of the most odious figures in political life in Philadelphia in 50 years. She's the head of the Pennsylvania Sheriffs. So I did Inside Story today, and a question was, why has Trump not moved on Philadelphia given the provocation? I think because of the police commissioner and because of the mayor. But Larry Krasner yesterday raising his fist, you'll see what'll happen to you. Come here. Try to arrest people. And Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff, who can't find guns that are turned in. Sometimes hundreds of them, Rochelle, or more. But can call out ICE and tell us how unprofessional they are and what she's going to do if they come here to Philadelphia. Okay, maybe we will see some action in Philadelphia. All right, Henry on the sides. We got a lot to choose from. I saved a couple just to give people a chance, but I got a couple if they don't call in. What's yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to take two off the board here. Someone who fought against corruption within his own police department, and in my opinion, was in the wrong field of work. This man, the way he ran and chased down the bad guys, he should have been running track. He shouldn't have been a policeman, and I'm talking about Frank Serpico.
Well, I took Frank Serpico off.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I didn't even hear you say that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
you took
yeah.
a lot. All right, well,
yeah.
then I'll take my other one off.
Well, my reason is selfish, though. At the Italian-American Museum,
I'm
in between two Franks. You can guess the other one. The guy said for protection, so they don't mess up your
plaque. Oh, I gotcha.
All right. But who's your other one?
So then the other one I'll take off is I've been rewatching That 70s Show lately, which is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, sitcom of all time.
Okay.
And it reminded me that, Michael Kelso becomes a cop in the show because cops look hot in the uniform, and he doesn't want to lose his hotness when he gets older, so he becomes a police officer.
That's an excellent one. My recommendation would be then become a New Jersey State Trooper. They look good.
Nice uniform. Yeah.
Do not become, sorry to say it, Pennsylvania State Troopers.
Yeah.
I don't see the Brown's never good in the hats. I'm not a hat guy to start with, but the Jersey hat
the
is
chin,
perfect.
Too.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
yes.
You could be named the most handsome.
You could be Brad Pitt walking in. And then you put some other guy in the New Jersey outfit. What's up with that? Come on, let's get the New Jersey stuff going here. Sean, do you have one?
The first thing that came to mind was Columbo.
Okay, sure.
He's just the right kind of unhinged. He loves his wife. Like, he seems like a nice guy who gets the job done. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, he would. Yeah, that's true, though. All right, let's see. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you again. The first thing it did got my goat yesterday was Larry Krasner, that skank, acting like he's an actual tough guy. Nothing boils my blood when I see that guy standing up there. He's actually a coward, but we'll leave it at that. He just got under my skin, and that's why he does it. He knows nothing can happen to him. He's locked in again. He's already been voted in, so he's safe. No one's going to touch him. He's got protection all the way up the line to the governor, so he can say whatever he wants. And then the media is complicit in all this. When you listen to some of the headlines that this woman was killed in the street, makes it sound like she has walking her children with bags from the supermarket just crossing the street. And they pulled up on her and shot her for no reason because she was standing in the street. How about you? We can make our own decision, and we know it's skewed from the left. How about you just put that she was the second car or the lead car trying to block the ICE vehicles?
Exactly.
Greg,
give it
a little fair shot.
Yeah, a little bit low in time. What's your who's your law enforcement person?
Oh, the greatest one ever, Frank Rizzo.
All right, I let that one out there. I knew we might get that. That's fine. I just wanted to see if somebody first out of the box, Frank Rizzo. Okay. We'll put that into consideration. All right, special guest coming up. This guy was the CEO of American Global Strategies, but really, he was the chief of staff of the White House National Security Council. All right, we're going to talk to him about all that, but a lot of your calls, and then we'll play you Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff in Philadelphia, and the sheriff in Bucks County, who's always invited to come on the show. 855-839. 12.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
10.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, you're with Dom. Good Friday. The winner this week, $50 gift card to Gallows. We got that back. I told you we'd be back this week. On the side question, National Law Enforcement Day. All-time law enforcement / cop, real or fictional? That's what we're looking for. Hit us with that. Now, we got a lot more as it's just the tide of this with what's going on in Portland now, which is the city most out of control. But special guest Alexander Gray is the CEO of the American Global Strategies, LLC. He's also the former deputy assistant to the President Trump and chief of staff of the White House National Security Council. Let's go to Alex here on Talk Radio 1210. Alexander, Happy New Year. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Well, I did read pretty carefully a little bit of the material that we had on you, and it mentioned expertise in the polar areas. So immediately when I saw that, you want to emblazon that now, given what's going on with Greenland. So with that kind of expertise, I don't think we could drag the world and come up with a guess necessarily. Tell me your thoughts on what's going to happen with Greenland. Do you think President Trump's going to offer $100,000 to every Greenlander and will buy it?
Look, Greenland has been something that Americans have cared about, American presidents have cared about since Abraham Lincoln was in the White House. People don't realize this isn't just a Trump thing. This is an American thing. Because it is so critical for our national security. We have Chinese submarines off the coast of Greenland all the time, and we aren't doing nearly enough to keep ourselves safe. The president's been very clear about this. He says that he wants it to be part of the United States. He said it when I worked for him back in 2018. He says it today. People need to take him seriously. He means what he says, and he says what he means. And he has a lot of options to bring Greenland closer to the United States, to make it part of the United States. Look, we do this with Alaska. Alaskans get a percentage of the royalties as a check every month for the energy resources that are under their feet. We can go into Greenland. We can bring American expertise in to develop their minerals industry. They've got the most rich minerals in the world. And we can give every Greenlander a piece of that action. And I think it's going to be a great way to incentivize them to want to have a closer relationship with us.
Talk about when you mentioned 2018, working for Trump. I know three or four people, a couple of them are friends, who worked every day pretty much with President Trump. I've had my own experience in the Oval Office. It's wild. And you did it every day. What's the biggest takeaway? What did you take away from that working relationship?
He's an incredibly smart, much more thoughtful than our media friends will ever give him credit for. He asks incredibly smart questions. He wants everybody in the room. You know, his view is it doesn't matter if you're the translator, the note taker. He doesn't care who you are. If you're in the room with him, he thinks you should know enough to have an opinion, and he wants everybody around him to be smart and quick on their feet and know how to give him good advice. And I can't tell you how many times I would be in the room with him on something that wasn't necessarily my area of expertise. And if you're in the room, he wants to know your opinion. And the guy is constantly searching for information, searching for ideas. And I think the American people can be relieved to know that we've got a president who is literally tireless in trying to find solutions to these really tough problems.
My limited time, not like yours, I would agree. It's exhausting, too. But, yep. You know, the one thing, and I'm an out loud, my wife and I debate this all the time. I think out loud. I might say something, and you strike me, you might like that. It's a little bit off, but nobody said it before. But you know what? There's a nugget in there. Trump, I think, is a think out loud guy. He says stuff to you like Alexander. Greenland, why can't we do that? And you're thinking, yeah, he's right. But, you know, there's this little thing over here we have to work on, too.
Well, the thing about leadership that I learned working for him is it's not his job to come up with the detailed solutions. That's not what we pay our presidents for. Our job is to have presidents who have the vision to see things that the rest of us maybe can't see every day. And he has vision to see things and do things, whether it's peace in Gaza, whether it's the Abraham Accords, to change the way Americans think about free trade. I mean, he has vision that most of us just are never going to have. And the staff, our job was to come up with the execution, the policy, the plans. He says things, he says big picture, bold, ambitious ideas. And it's not his job to flesh it out. That's the staff. But his job, and he's been so good at this for 10 years now, is to lead people into changing their way of thinking and to thinking about things that maybe we didn't even believe we were capable of doing.
Talking with Alexander Gray, who worked at national security high level. Alexander, Iran, President Obama didn't even punt when they were saying in the streets, Obama, Obama, you're with us. Reagan did answer and the Soviet Union fell. And Reagan, you talk about vision. I don't even know if you were cognizant of things then. You seem like a youngish guy. But whatever Trump does, and, you know, I see exactly what you're talking about. No one thought we were going to bring the Soviet Union down. That was preposterous. Reagan did, and he started talking Star Wars, even though the ideas were difficult to make. And guess what? They did go down. I attribute that to Reagan. So with Iran, Trump has said he will come to their aid. It looks like this time around there is a decent shot. I wouldn't say great, you know, because it's tough, but it is more than a decent shot at getting rid of the mullahs. What do you think Trump could do?
Well, just for a second, let's look at what he already has done, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Reagan example, everything in foreign policy is connected to not just other things in foreign policy, but to domestic politics, too. You know, when Reagan fired the air traffic controllers in 1981,
yes,
it sent an incredible signal to the Soviets that they weren't going to be able to push him around like they did Carter. And that was, you know, you look back at the archives after the Soviets collapsed, they say repeatedly that was when they changed their assessment of Reagan. He wasn't just some actor. He was someone to take seriously on the world stage. When President Trump, he did a couple things in the last few months that I think have changed the calculus of the Iranians. First was obviously working with Israel to strike their nuclear sites this summer. And the second was what he did with Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela mm-hmm. over the weekend. And if you compare how Iran has handled these protests with how they've handled protests in the past, you know, usually they just go in with sticks and clubs and they beat the protesters. This time they've done less of that, and they even tried to buy him off with an insulting offer of $7 a month to every Iranian. You know, that's still a very different approach than they've taken in the past. And my explanation for that is because they know that Donald Trump is watching them and they take him seriously. He's restored deterrence mm-hmm. to our adversaries in a way that was lost under Joe Biden after the Afghanistan and Ukraine debacles.
Without a doubt. Now, the big fish, though, the one that even I can see for any president, this is difficult. The Chinese. What would you say, President Trump, based upon that working relationship and the public that we see, what's his position? What's the leverage there? What can be done?
Well, the number one thing, you know, I think we're going to look back decades from now and say one of his biggest accomplishments was in the first term, he was the president who said unequivocally, China's our biggest national security threat. And that was a mm-hmm. sea change. It's hard. We forget this now. Barack Obama was basically trying to build a partnership with China, and Trump changed that equation 180 degrees. The biggest thing, he's trying to have a long-term change in the trading relationship where they stop taking advantage of us and putting American workers out of business and destroying our manufacturing base. That's his economic goal. But I think the other thing he understands long-term is China is an extraordinary military threat. I would argue it's the greatest military threat we've ever faced, more acute than the Soviets, more acute than Nazi Germany. It is an extraordinary threat. And when he announced that $1.5 trillion record defense budget a couple days ago, that is designed, in my view, just looking from the outside, that is designed to be a signal to the Chinese mm-hmm. that we're going to make the investments long term to deter them from their ambitions in Asia and globally.
Exactly. And that's getting, I assume, Alex, you agree, it's getting that they think in terms of decades, or I don't know if they really think in terms of 100 years. Maybe they do. And Trump is saying, we're going to be out there at least a decade. There's my reach at least. So during that period of time, don't even think about it.
Yep. It's about restoring deterrence. It's about saying, you know, it takes 10 years to build warships. It takes a long time to do the things that we have to do to stay competitive militarily. It's about saying we're making those investments over the long term so that future presidents are going to be able to have the capability to deter you. You know, Donald Trump, unfortunately, is not going to be able to be in the Oval Office forever. He's, I think, starting to lay the groundwork for his successors to have the same tools that they need to keep China from disrupting our interests in Asia.
That's a great point by you. And you know what? That ought to be recognized as a legacy of a president. How few presidents think in that manner, because you really don't get the credit for it except if you're careful in looking at it. Where do we find you, Alexander, on Twitter, or where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, AlexGray4OK, the Twitter.
Thank you very much, Alexander. Alex, have a great weekend. Hope we can talk again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was great stuff, particularly the inside of how Trump thinks on this stuff. More of your calls coming up. And we'll play you Rochelle Bilal. I know I got a lot of emails today. Dom, are you? Yeah. I saw her. The sheriff of Philadelphia, the sheriff of Nottingham, telling people, you don't want any of this smoke. What the heck? Meaning ICE, stay out of Philadelphia. She's going to come right there personally and kick you out, apparently. I mean, Larry Krasner is preposterous. This person, though, how many guns have they lost today, I wonder, over at the sheriff's office? Someone told me, Henry, too, at the taping today of Inside Story, there have not been sheriff sales in I don't know how long. That's their job. That's why it's called a sheriff sale.
I don't even know what that is.
It's when somebody's delinquent, the property is seized, or I say you didn't pay me something you owe me and you won't do it, and I'm going to come and take the goods out of your house.
Okay.
I've had to go to sheriff sales. And they told me it's anywhere from $40 to $50 million a year that was a driver to the economy with sheriff sales. You're the sheriff. Why are you not doing sheriff sales? Because I'm going to stop ICE. I don't have time for any of these sheriff sales. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Rochelle Bilal is now trending on Twitter. And Mark Fusetta, Mark, if you're listening, nice job. Put up on Twitter a breakdown of staggering, just even for Philadelphia, incompetency. I will play her in a moment, just in a moment. I love this next answer, though. I may have to throw my bias out the window. It's one of my favorite law enforcement, and it's the greatest chase scene to me in history, Henry, is in this film. See if you have a better one when you hear this. Bo in Levittown. Hey, Bo, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. January 9th.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'll give you my I was excited with this question because probably some of my favorite movies. It's Gene Hackman as Jimmy Doyle in the French Connection movies. I'll say movies.
The second one's a little bit, but the first one, first of all, Popeye Doyle and the chase scene under the elevated in New York. Doesn't get any better.
I mean, before Mad Max 2 and Mad Max and the chase scenes, I mean, that was historical.
Yeah, that guy, when he sigged on the French guy in the Target, oh my, never seen anything like it. What a quirky character.
You know, I may watch them this weekend, especially if the Eagles offense can't score more than 10 points.
All right, what are you setting? What did the Eagles score?
I think the Eagles win 24-17.
Oh,
I think the defense hangs in there, and I think the offense, I think Sirianni tells Kevin Petullo, run the freaking ball, because we're undefeated when we run the ball more than we pass it.
It's going to be an interesting Monday show. Wait until you hear my question at 1:45 for Henry around all this. His question was great yesterday. Mine's right down Broadway, and several people, thanks, Bo, on the show today, Henry, thought that was a brilliant question. They wanted Inside Story to ask it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It would have been. You can't ask it now. Can you imagine asking it before the game even?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's too much. All right. Here is Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff of the city of Philadelphia. An office even the Philadelphia Inquirer says shouldn't exist. Mark Fusetta puts up, and he's right. City controller says about her office. By 2023, the controller reported 185 firearms still unaccounted for, 76 service guns, 109 PFA surrendered weapons, reported to the police as missing and entered into national databases. But literally, I would dare say, looking at this list, there could be 1,000 weapons turned into the sheriff's office. They don't know where they are. And yet they scream about guns, gun violence. Go to the sheriff's office, Larry. Arrest this woman. Here's Rochelle Bilal getting revved up yesterday, though, with Larry Krasner talking about what she's going to do to ICE if they show up in Philadelphia.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff for the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good. This should not have happened, but we're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably trumps a new army to attack citizens of the United States. Did you hear what I said? No law enforcement professional wears a mask. None. Those that come into our communities wearing a mask to commit crime, thank God for our district attorney, Larry Krasner, who said he's going to lock them up. And I'm saying now, we are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity, because when you do it there, you're getting arrested there. No whisk away. for them to hide you. None of that here.
Henry, a little pause there. This is exactly the woman that you want to protect all these guns, drugs. And by the way, can somebody raise their hand and say, when's the next sheriff sale? Go ahead, Henry.
Law enforcement professionals do not shoot at moving vehicles. I'm not saying fleeing because she wasn't fleeing. She was getting out of the way. Law enforcement professionals do not stand in front of moving vehicles invoking an action that is illegal.
All right, Henry, let's just a little hold here. It seemed a small thing at the time since she's made national news. I'm proud of the fact I spent time on the show talking about when this moron and her moron sheriffs went to arrest a guy, vicious felon, who had violated parole and he had a plumbing business. Did they wait until he went inside? Did they wait till he was moving to the doors? No. They tried to arrest him, Sheriff, while he was behind the wheel of a car. He proceeded to bash into cars, escape, and murder, in my view, a pastor. The pastor is critically injured in Uber for extra income, and a woman whose whole life was devoted to nonprofits and helping people, she was killed by this guy. It was your people, you moron. A little bit more.
And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made-up, fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement. I don't call them none of that. I call them made-up, fake, wannabe law enforcement. Because what they do is against not only legal law, but the moral law. So I'm with the DA, and we will work with them. If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail. Renee Good should be here today.
Okay. And to her family, we got the sense of it. I'd love to get your reaction once your blood calms down hearing this. Krasner and this, so are they trying to provoke Trump to come to Philadelphia? The mayor's got to be saying, these morons, right? Things going good. We'll get to that. But EJ and Tony is next. Big day. A lot of economic stuff. Will the Supreme Court say the president has power over tariffs? We'll get to EJ and your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.